And as I said, historic, not sad, Bear Welling. It's 1278. Where's the champagne? Sounds sad. Oh, look, everybody's running around hugging each other, putting on party hats, popping those funny things that pop. If you believe that, you believe anything, because we're still at work, and after 10 o'clock, you could be the first person to speak on 693 only, 3OW693. Give us a call, 96900 693. I guess the serious point is we do try very hard here. We are the top rating station in the country, and we're moving to 693 to improve the service and the reception for our audience. It is in some ways a bit risky, but that's what life's about, particularly in this business. So we'll do a bit of a test after the news, and we'll continue with your calls. 96900 693. 96900 693. As I said, 1278 served us well. It's a piece of history, and we're moving on, advancing louder, clearer, brighter, better, everything we are. 96900 693.
Network News. 15 degrees in Melbourne, cloudy, more showers at top today, 17. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm David Armstrong. Beaconsfield residents are remaining positive about the rescue operation to free two men trapped in a gold mine for more than 5 days. Doctors and rescue staff have been in contact with Todd Russell and Brent Webb, who are said to be in good condition. As word spread of the pair's miracle survival, locals took to the streets. Friend and fellow miner Chris Rose says it was a night of celebration.
Oh, you help communities. You could hear them coming around last night. You could hear them blowing the horns up down the streets. And yeah, we knew they was relieved. They heard about it. And yeah, just bloody great.
Bill Shorten from the Australian Workers Union says it could take another 48 hours to free the men. In the short term, efforts are being made to drill a hole through the rock to get water and food to them.
It won't be a very large hole, but of course that means also it can be drilled through with a little more speed and certainty. And then what they'll do is insert a poly pipe, a hard pipe, and then hopefully they'll be able to push some water bottles down that pipe.
Brant Webb's father-in-law, Michael Kelly, says the ordeal is far from over.
No, he's a tough boy, and he's going to need to keep that up for the next 24 hours, because the conditions down there, we realise, are extreme. I wouldn't like to be there.
And Ron Budd from the Australian Mines and Metals Association says the rescue remains difficult and very, very dangerous.
You could perhaps liken it to taking an orange out of a pile in a supermarket, you know, from the bottom of the pile. So it's a very, very delicate operation anywhere where you've got loose material.
Now to the rest of the morning's news. It's believed Australia's commander in Iraq ordered that Private Jake Kovko's body be moved despite a military police direction not to do so. Here's Adam Sims.
A newspaper reports Brigadier Paul Simon decided soon after the soldier's death his body should be returned to Australia, despite concerns tampering with the scene could compromise any investigation. It's understood Chief of Army Peter Lay intervened in support of Brigadier Simon's decision. Private Kovko died 10 days ago in Baghdad after accidentally being shot with his own pistol. The post-mortem into the death has been completed. He'll be farewelled with full military honours at his funeral tomorrow. Adam Sims, Southern Cross News, Canberra.
Detective Superintendent Peter Halloran, acquitted on appeal of child sex offences in West Africa, has returned to work this morning with Victoria Police. The 57-year-old Halloran was acquitted last October of sex offences against a 13-year-old girl while he was a United Nations war crimes investigator in Sierra Leone. He was reinstated with the force last month. Mr. Halloran will head up a new cold crimes task force.
Bear in mind, I'm just walking in the door, so it's too early for me to comment on any of the operational issues, and that's a little bit of an updating learning curve for me in the next 24, 48 hours.
17 people have been arrested, and police have seized drugs, cash and firearms in a series of early morning raids in Melbourne's southern suburbs. Frankston Regional Response Unit Police executed 7 drug warrants in Seaford, Frankston, Piersdale and Langwarrin as part of Operation Ovine. The raids involved members of the Special Operations Group, the Dog Squad, other local detectives and regional response units. Well, a new survey reveals three-quarters of principals think their school needs a major upgrade. The Education Union survey shows 75% of principals believe their schools need major upgrades, 83% say they need equipment upgraded, and another 24% say they have been forced to use school-raised funds to pay staff. The Education Ministry, however, says $2 billion has been spent on education and training since 2000. The Australian Red Cross has launched its biggest ever blood donation campaign to encourage more Australians to become donors. Operation Lifeblood aims to recruit 45,000 extra donors in just 90 days. Nick Chewett, who's been giving blood for 25 years, says the importance can't be underestimated.
You just don't know who's going to be the recipient of that blood. It could be yourself, or it could be one of your family members, and it could be as early as today. And you just don't know when or if you're ever going to need that blood.
Updating sport, the AFL's meeting to discuss Fremantle's protest over yesterday's controversial draw with St Kilda at Launceston. Mac Ranland is at AFL headquarters.
Adrian Anderson is going over the events of yesterday, which saw St Kilda score a point after the siren to draw the match with the Dockers. Field umpire Matthew Nichols failed to hear the siren, leaving Fremantle fuming. They lodged the protest straight after the match, Club Chief Executive Cameron Schwab even flagging the possibility of legal action. This morning, admission from Aurora Stadium venue manager Robert Gronaway that the siren wasn't loud enough and needs to be fixed. All umpires involved in yesterday's match have been asked to provide a written report. The finding of the AFL's investigation is expected later today. At Gramlin, Southern Cross News.
News time is 10:05.
This is Ian Reid. Selling your home or preparing to sell now? We received many calls from home sellers who said they'd heard our advertisement but didn't ring, and their homes have been on the market for months, unsold, and they've lost thousands on advertising. They say, I wish I called you first for the free booklet, Fatal Real Estate Traps Exposed. It tells you the best ways to sell, the truth about open for inspections, how to select an agent, and the right fee structure. We can help you sell your home, and there is absolutely no additional cost. Don't make the mistake others have. Ring for our free booklet. Ian Reid Vendor Advocacy, 9430 0000. Go on, ring us, 9430 0000.
Always ring Ian Reid Vendor Advocacy before selling your home.
1278 Magic Weather for the Melbourne Observation Deck at the Rialto, Melbourne's must-see attraction.
A mostly cloudy Melbourne day with a few showers and a light moderate wind. It expects a top today 17 degrees. The Bureau radar shows no rain currently. On the bays, waves to half a metre, southerly winds to 10 to 15 knots. Extended forecast tomorrow, mainly fine 17. Wednesday, few showers, 16, and Thursday becoming fine 17. Current temperatures for Greater Melbourne, at Hoppers Crossing 15, Geelong 14, at Seaford 14, Scoresby 14, and currently 14 degrees in the city, at 10:06.
In 1994, a new radio station hit the airwaves in Melbourne and became an almost instant success. Magic 693 exceeded all expectations, featuring a wide range of popular music. There were classic songs from the swing era.
Duty to inform you officially, Australia is also at war.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style and no one else.
There was the fabulous 50s with Ella and Frank.
Hey, jealous lover.
The Olympic Games of Melbourne, celebrating the 16th Olympiad of the modern era.
And there was also the softer 60s.
Please release me.
In 1996, Magic became the home of unforgettable songs, adding more contemporary music from the 1970s and beyond.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor-General.
Over the past decade, Magic Magic success continued as we freshened and expanded our playlist to include most styles of popular music from the second half of the 20th century.
Here's Lord Never.
Magic has a new home at 1278 on your AM dial. We welcome you to 1278, the new Magic, best songs of all time.
Come take my hand, you should know me, I've always been in your mind. You know I will be kind, I'll be guiding you, building your I'll be guiding you.
1978, the new magic, best songs of all time, and indeed the most delightful person of all time. I had the opportunity of saying hello to Olivia. I don't know whether she noticed me, though, but it actually happened to be in the studio foyer. At 13 past 10, look who's just dropped by. Andrew and Anne, how are you?
Hello,
Hello, Wardy.
I got my vocal cords on first.
Oh, get on here. That's the way to fly. Andrew, how are you?
I'm terrific, Ward. We've just come by, just dropped by here.
Give me a little moral support.
Yes, well, I brought some nice fluffy slippers in for you, and Andrew's got a little whoopee cushion to put under his seat.
Oh, look at this, a Hugh Hefner pipe, and I don't even smoke.
No, Ward, it's all the best to you, because this is a whole new beginning for 1278, The New Magic, the best songs of all time. And it's what a great way to start it with Olivia Newton-John, don't you reckon?
What a great song.
Yeah, it really is. Because in February, just gone, we'd had 10 years of the old magic, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
Because I've been told not to mention 693. Oops! Otherwise the boss is outside with a cane.
No, I think they've had enough publicity. It's 1278, the
and
new
now
magic.
And we start off with another 10 years of 1278, which is just delightful. And I'm happy to say, you know, the new magic, the best songs of all time, because that really is going to sum us up as we go forward in the next 10 years.
And a lot of good surprises along the way, apart from the great music. Mm. You've got the old team, all of us, Rick and Peter Van.
The whole lot of it, it's almost frightening, isn't it, really?
Yes.
But it's terrific. And all the best, but I know you're going to have a great show. Now, have you got the special celebrations?
I've got a couple of those here, Andrew, which I'll sort out around about 10.30 this morning, and so hopefully things will be back to normal, and, you know, away we fly.
Because that used to be my little spot, special celebrations. I know if you do miss them, people get very angry. I was a bit remiss a couple of times. I got myself into trouble.
Yep. Nothing we can't handle.
Well,
thank
as they say in show busy terms, break a leg, Ward, and of course, join Andrew and myself, Andrew and Anne, for breakfast tomorrow morning at 5.30 on 1278. If you haven't changed the dial, Dad, in the shed up the back, do it. Mum, all the car radios, everywhere in the house, 1278, the new magic.
The best songs of all time with the blessed duo from 5.30 tomorrow morning. We'd love you.
May we be here for another 10 years. Good on you, Ward.
It's got to be that way, and I'll have no more said about that. We're here for the next 10, for sure. At 10:15, the new magic.